It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 14th.
The frenemy of my friend maybe has a chance to get something done in Washington, huh?
That would
not
be
bad.
Good. Yeah.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news. We start with the many fronts of diplomacy in Libya. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is meeting with NATO leaders in Berlin this hour to map out a unified strategy. Libyan rebels say Gaddafi's troops are once again shelling the city of Misrata, killing 9 people today. France and Britain have agreed to step up military pressure and are asking the U.S. for more help. Our partner, the New York Times, is reporting that only half of NATO's 28 members are participating in Libya, and only 6 have fighter jets in the air. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell says the U.S. still carries out about 35% of all the airstrikes in Libya.
It is completely consistent with how we have described our support role ever since the transition to NATO lead.
And the divisions aren't simply in Berlin. In a meeting in Qatar yesterday, Western and Arab nations couldn't agree on a unified position on the best way forward in Libya.
Not much agreement in Washington either. Plenty of finger-pointing, though, about how to get the nation's fiscal house in order. President Obama laid out his plan yesterday to cut $4 trillion from the deficit over the next decade. That includes $400 billion in military cuts and takes aim at those Bush tax cuts.
We cannot afford $1 trillion worth of tax cuts for every millionaire and billionaire in our society. We can't afford it. And I refuse to renew them again.
Republicans say any tax increases, non-starter. Meanwhile, Congress votes today on a bill to fund federal government through September.
He didn't say read my lips, though. We'll see about the political significance.
Nobody's going to say that ever again.
2-year Senate investigation says Goldman Sachs helped trigger the Great Recession. The report says Goldman artificially depressed the mortgage market to amass short positions before the collapse of the U.S. housing market. Senator Carl Levin called the bank a financial snake pit rife with greed and wrongdoing.
Why would Goldman deny what is so obvious, that they were engaged in a huge short in the year 2007? Why would they deny it? Because they gained at the expense of their clients, and they used abusive practices to do it.
Goldman denies it misled investors in any way. Our partner, the New York Times, is pointing out this morning that not a single person in the financial industry has been prosecuted since the financial meltdown 3 years ago. Another air traffic controller working the night shift has fallen asleep on the job. It happened in Reno, Nevada. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will immediately add a second controller on the night shift at 27 airports.
The Arizona Senate has passed a bill that requires presidential candidates to prove they're U.S. citizens and born in America before they can be included on the state ballot. It's a victory for so-called birthers who refute the documentation that President Obama was born in.
Well, they claim to refute it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly right. And Barry Bonds, baseball's all-time home run leader, was convicted of obstruction of justice, but the jury deadlocked on whether he committed perjury. Bonds was accused of lying under oath about whether or not he took steroids. And the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down and futures are down as well a little bit. The Dow will start at 12,270, the S&P at 1,314, and the NASDAQ at 2761. Coming up, what is the problem with our planes, our trains, and our automobiles? For the 6th time this year, we heard an air traffic controller fell asleep on the job. Are they overworked? I don't know. And also that headline, the banner project from President Obama to build high-speed rails.
Brave new world.
Yeah.
High-speed rail coming to a city near you.
That brave new world is the brave old world. It's never going to happen.
Went down without a whimper in the budget shutdown debate.
First, though, we're going to talk about the relationship between the Speaker of the House and the President.